AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. King Charles III and Queen Camilla travel to New York today. They'll visit the 9/11 memorial and meet with first responders and victims' families. The king arrived in Washington yesterday and addressed a joint session of Congress. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
I am not here as part of some cunning rearguard action.
In an address to the U.S. Congress, King Charles III expressed gratitude to the American people, marked the 250th anniversary of U.S. independence from Britain, and highlighted the bonds between the two countries.
Our destinies as nations have been interlinked.
It's only the second such speech in history by a British monarch.
We meet in times of great uncertainty.
Charles acknowledged the attempted assassination that disrupted Saturday's White House correspondents' dinner.
Such acts of violence will never succeed.
The king also drew a parallel between the united response to the September 11th attacks and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Today, Mr. Speaker, that same unyielding resolve is needed for the defense of Ukraine and her most courageous people.
After a state dinner, the king and queen will continue their U.S. trip with stops in New York City and Virginia. Jennifer King, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will face questioning from lawmakers today for the first time since the Iran war began. The House Armed Services Committee will focus on the Trump administration's 2027 military budget, which would boost defense spending to a historic $1.5 trillion. Democrats have described the war as a costly conflict of choice waged without congressional approval. Stocks mostly advanced in Asia despite losses on Wall Street. Oil prices rose on uncertainties over the Iran war and after the United Arab Emirates said it would leave OPEC in a blow to the powerful oil cartel. U.S. futures edged higher. This is AP News. College sports governing body has handed down punishments for two players involved in a point-shaving scheme.
Two former Fordham basketball players have been permanently banned by the NCAA for their roles in a point-shaving scheme. According to the NCAA, Elijah Gray and Will Richardson each agreed with a bettor to throw a game against Duquesne on February 23, 2024, in exchange for $10,000 to $15,000. Gray was one of more than two dozen people accused by federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania conspiring to fix games. He has agreed to plead guilty in that case. The NCAA says Gray told investigators that he ultimately reneged on his agreement to underperform during the game and was not paid. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Former NFL defensive lineman Josh Morrow, who played eight seasons for three different teams, has died. He was 35. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.